Okay, Rabbi, we are up to Inyani Mikvos Gimel, which is a very important shiur regarding the psul she'uvim b'mikvah. Meaning, if water was in a kli, then it's called mayim she'uvim, and mayim she'uvim is pasul for a mikvah. So we assume, and this is the biggest assumption we have in Hilchos Mikvos, that tap water is considered what? Mayim Shuvim. So anytime you have water from the tap, that's Mayim Shuvim. Which, could one question that? Why is it Mayim Shuvim? Because it goes in a water meter, which is a kli. So since it goes into a water meter, that's a kli, so that is... Mayim Shuvim. Even though one could question that. What do you mean question that? It's a kli. No, but it's Mechubar L'Karka. It's made to be in the Karka. So what's the din of something made to be in the Karka? So we know the halacha is that if something is made to be in the karka, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Because, like when this door was manufactured, it was made to use in a building, which is part of the karka. So therefore it's not mekabel tumah. That's a mishnah in Kelim. So one could say the same thing as well. That what? That if something is a water meter, it's not like a cup. A cup is made to be used betolish. A water meter is made to what? It's made to be used bechuber. So it's not mekabel tumah.
The water meter is where? Meaning that's like
there's my house. Yeah, the house has a water meter, and probably other when the reservoirs get the water, it's the whole process of...
The little thing at the side that measures.
Yeah, so...
Right, so it's not in the ground per se, but all of it is connected somehow.
Yeah, all of these things. It doesn't have to be in the ground. It's not in the ground either, but...
Yeah. If it's not mekabel tumah, it doesn't have, like, a status of the kli.
If it's not mekabel tumah... Oh! So the node to be Yehuda... Usually you have chumers in the node to be Yehuda, I find.
Yeah.
I don't find as many coolers in the Nodi Huda. But the Nodi Huda says, just because it's not Mekabel Tumah, doesn't mean that it won't make Mayim Shuvim. Meaning, it's not, but clay of onim. You make a clay out of a stone, right? That's not Mekabel Tumah. But it's still a clay for Mayim Shuvim. So Tumah and Shuvim are two different things. So he says, here on page 14, that Shuvim is much the kol shetchila says yosom manas lachaber l'karka inu mekabel tumah. So right, and he told him ma'inyan shiva shatol erach b'shem kli af she'inu mekabel tumah v'zelo mahani. So Shiva doesn't have to do with Kabbalah's Tumah. Therefore, the water meter is not Mekabel Tumah. Because it's also Lashamish is a karka. But it still has a shame kli. Because to make Shuvim, you just have to have a kli. And if you have kli of onim, right? It's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's still mayim that comes into a kli of onim is still what? It's Shuvim. So therefore, says the Nodim Yehuda, it's not going to help. That's something that's also Shamish Zakaka. However, there is a shita of the Gidule Tara. Now, I'll tell you something about this. Officially, you're not allowed to say such a thing. What the Gidule Tara is going to say. Officially, you cannot say such a thing. Okay? But I'll tell you about it. His shita is that something that's not as l'shamish as a karka is considered like karka. So it's like I have a crevice in the ground. It's like karka. So it's not makabel tumah and it's not a kli either. And therefore it won't make shu'uvim. So according to the Gedula Tara, someone would suggest that tap water, this is not, you're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to say this. The tap water is what? It's not shu'uvim. Now, so that would mean that you could have a pool of water, turn on the faucet, like a swimming pool, that's now stand in the water, turn on the faucet, there's the mikvah.
Who's the
Gedulei Tara? Menachem Mendel Cargoyle. You can look him up on your computer. This is one of the most classic svarim in Mikvos. 16 and 17. He says... 16 and 17. Kevin the son of the Kalisha Chibur Mekarka Torim Kena Fiul Chokov Naimi Lo Yifu Zuhut Manya Kabbalah Tumul Pisul Mikvah. So he says, he argues with another Yehuda, and he says if something is it's not Mekabbal Tumah and it's considered like Karka, so it's not a Kli and it doesn't make Shuvim. Yeah.
Couldn't
there have
been another
clue
up for Moshe
to Lifon
in Russia?
Right. But Lemaisa, you're not supposed to say this.
Even in the Shasta.
So that's a question.
You, so people are Mikkel on this. I've heard people talk about this for Nida. No?
Or Sani.
Well, what do we think we're talking about? We're talking about Nida. What else are we talking about?
Sorry, not for Mikkel for Nida, but for toilets.
What?
For blood found in toilet water.
Blood found in toilet water is a whole different discussion.
The assumption is, anyway.
Okay, that would take the whole shiur to discuss that.
That
no, this is Rabbi David Miller from, you know him? What is it called? The Sanctity of a Jew. Look it up on your...
Rabbi David Miller?
Yeah. He was from what? San Francisco. He was from the Bay Area.
The secret of the Jew?
The secret of the Jew. Yeah. See, he knows. The secret of a Jew. So what was the idea? He wanted to teach everyone that they could build a mikveh. The people weren't going to the mikveh those days. Right? But what year was he?
Book of Post 1930.
Yeah. So people wanted to go to the mikveh because they didn't want to go to the mikveh, you know. It's weird for them. They were, you know. So he had an idea that everyone could build a mikveh in their own house. All you have to do is like this. You take pieces of wood, like two pieces of wood. You make a booth in the corner. Like here. Pick one piece of wood here, one piece of wood. Now you have a booth, like a telephone booth, right? And then you take a what? You take a faucet. You make a faucet there. You turn on the thing. And then you have the water. And, you can have a mikveh in your own house. So the assumption that he had was what?
That water is.
Now we assume not that way. That's why we do hashaka. We do all these things. We don't use tap water. We use tap water, but then we do hashaka. We have rainwater on the other side of the wall, and we'll talk about it in a future shiur. But that's what we. That's what you see deep down, even though you're not allowed to say this, I feel that there have been situations in the world. I'm privy to these horror stories because I know somebody who builds mikvahs all over the world, Nachum Rosenberg, and he told me about certain horror stories, meaning mikvahs that were just built wrong from the get-go. And meaning like this, you know, if you have tap water, right? So what do? You have the rainwater on the other side, and then the hole, and they meet. But if you made the hole in a place where the water doesn't get to, that you never had a shachar. So there were mikveh that had that, so never had a hashachar. So they were all the women that were told over there, so what? Would never. But it goes even worse than that. You ready for this? The people that did their geiris there. And they're not even alive anymore. So the people that lived their whole life with a geiris that maybe would. So in my, I don't know how to say this, but deep down I say at least maybe they have the gedula. There are other svaras to be made, though. We'll see in the future. But in my mind, you know, the gedula tara said what he said. So you just wonder, these people, okay, a woman, she went to the mikveh, she's a nida, okay, she did this akaris b'shogeg. But this geiris, it's like the whole geiris was never good, and they okay, so you can do a geiris again, like people do geiris l'chumra, but these people aren't even alive anymore, some of them.
So high in front of the gang?
Yeah, so it never...
The water to
please right, it was built in a way that it never... Yeah.
Why is this only b'shach kachta b'yulam?
Because... That we assume, because you see, in the world of Psak Halacha, you have machlokas, the Gedulei Tara, the Nodav Yehuda. The Nodav Yehuda carries the day. But the Nodav Yehuda, like in Psak Halacha, it's the Nodav Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer, those are the big achronim. And after that, there are a lot of good people, but. Or they don't get the same clout. Even though, who knows, maybe he's right. So it comes out of fundamental machlokas between what? The Gedulei Tara and the Nodav Yehuda. If the concept is that something is made with Shamish and Sakarka, is that it's all. That it's a shame, it's not Mekabel Tuma, but still a shame Kli, like the Nodav Yehuda, or it's not even a shame Kli, and therefore it won't make Shu'ub. There is a question whether it's Shu'ubim or Dinda Reis or Dinda Rabbanon. So that's another important question. So the Ramah on page 5 says that Muhammad says, "Abraham saw Shalomu Torah Shalom Yushuvim, Shimim Shuvim Psulim." The Ramah says, "You call a mikveh he Shuvim Pasul Min HaTorah." If the whole mikveh, like the Shef says, whole the robe is Shuvim, it's Pasul Min HaTorah. It's fake of Chumra. Aval rov mikveh kosher for milah to shuvah. But if you have rov maim that's kosher, and just the mir the shuvim, it's only the rabbanon. So in other words, if most of the water shuvim, if all the water or rov of the water shuvim is possible in the Torah according to the Ramah. So I'm going to say the mechaber says that Kul Shov Rov Shov maybe is only the Rabbanon, but the Ramah writes Beferish, it's the Raisa.
Shachar says
that
Kol
Mikvah
means
Rov Mikvah. Yeah, I mean Kol Mikvah or Rov Mikvah, he says over, but he writes it here. Pasul Min HaTorah Kol Mikvah. The next line, you look at the Ramah, he writes Rov Mikvah Kosher. He seems to say that Beferish, right? That Rove is the now the question is how do you get the water into the mikveh? How do you get the water into the mikveh? So usually what happens is the mikveh, the water collects on top. And then it goes into a pipe that's not mekabel tumah, and then it goes down into the area of the water. Okay. Do we have a marker? Are those markers?
Those aren't real markers.
What are those? So that's how mikveh is usually made. Oh, try it. Oh. So Nachum Rosenberg once said to me, this is like this. So there is, the question is like this. You have the water collects here, and then it goes off to the side, and it goes into a pipe. Goes into a pipe, and then the pipe leads into the basement, and it collects. And then you have a hashaka hole here, and then you have the tap water here. And so this is the real rainwater, you have the tap water, and this is where the person goes into the tap water. This way we can change the tap water every day. Now, the problem is like this. If you're building a mikveh, in the basement of like a building or something like that, so it makes it very difficult to putting a pipe in the middle of the building, and especially if you want to rent out the building to people to use, then it's very difficult what are you going to rent out if the person doesn't want a pipe in the middle of his living room or whatever. One of the ways that people made the mikvahs was like this. They had the water collect here, and then they would make a pipe like this, a curved pipe. That's called a silon kofel. So it would go, and then it would go up here, and this way it wouldn't go through the building. And then it would collect the air in the basement, and it wouldn't. But there is the opinion of the Ravid, and there's a lot to say what the Ravid meant or he didn't mean. But the shita of the Ravid is here on page 19. Look at how the subjects arrive on page 19. Amar Avram b'Tosefti, haya silon kofuf kol shehu posa. So the Ravid says, the way some people learn the Ravid is that, in other words, what's the idea of a regular pipe? It's not considered a kli because there's no base kibul, right? But you need a receptacle. So like the pipe I showed you over here, it's just a pipe without a receptacle. So, and then it was made of material that's not mekabel tumah, and it didn't have any kli kibul, any receptacle. So then it's, it's okay. But if you have a curved pipe, so the question is that called a receptacle? So the Pasha says that's not a receptacle. It's just
You know, it's just the water can go through. It's curved. It's not a receptacle. It means, you know, you have, the way it was in the pipe is they used to have, like, receptacles in the pipe. This way, if there was a stone, it would get caught in the receptacle and it wouldn't. That was a real receptacle. Here's not a receptacle. So Rav Leib Malin. You ever heard of Rav Leib Malin? He wrote the Sefer, what was it called? Kedushe Arye Leib. Rav Leib Malin. We have it over here, page 25, etc. So he wanted to say pshat in the Raivin that since the curvature causes it to change direction, the water to change direction, because the way it's going to go is it's going to go horizontally and then it's going to go down vertically, so it's going to change direction. So then that is what? That's like a clay cable. Because the fact that it changed direction, so that means it had to stop it for a moment to change direction. So even though clay cable normally means it sits there forever, you know, until you throw it out, this is also called that's how we want to say pshat and derive it. So therefore, it became like a popular chumra that people should use a sealant kofof because to be choshish for the sheet of the Raivit. Even though, like Rabbi Willow pointed out, in the old days, everyone built a mikveh that way, with the sealant kofof. Because who says we pass it like the Raivit? And then I can give you a whole shiur discussing what exactly did the Raivit mean or did he not mean. But the modern day chumra approach of the Raivit is to say, kipshuto, the sealant kofof is no good, because that's considered like a receptacle. So then, we're back to square one. So how do you build a mikvah? If you want to build it through the building, so we said, use a sealant kofof, so this way it won't be in the building. But this is going to ruin your building, right? So Rav Nachum Rosenberg had a chap of how to do it in a way that won't disturb the building. This is a multi-million dollar chiddush that he has. It's pretty good when you have a chiddush that you can get millions of dollars from, because once you have this chiddush, you can rent the whole building out of the mikvah, as we pointed out. So what was this multi-million dollar chiddush? This is a multi-million dollar chiddush. Hey, Harab. These are
not working out.
These are a little schwach. Maybe this one works though.
I see.
Wait, one second. Yeah, thanks. That's good. This is what you should do. The water will come here. Instead of using a sealant hakafuf, you know what you'll do? You'll take two poles that are not kofof, two pipes that are not kofof, and one pipe will have a hole in it, and then you'll put the other pipe, so instead of doing one thing that's kofof, you'll do two silonos, and basically one will fit inside here, so this way the water will go here, and then go down here. And you'll accomplish the same thing as Silan HaKofov accomplishes, but it won't be a Shail of Shuvim because each pole, each pipe, has no receptacle, even a pseudo receptacle, because there's no curvature. You hear the word. Mm-hmm. And based on that, in a certain community, and a certain big rabbi was masking to him, he basically made this type of mikvah. And this way the pipe was on the side, so if it's on the side, how does the water get there? Well, you made another pipe, but it's two different pipes. It's not one problem. And now it's in his cup. So he saved. So it was a tremendous investment, a tremendous hap that he made. Murdered.
Why is the hole important? Because that's how it gets the water to do
it? Yeah. That's how is it going to...
Well, because they can just be open. Oh, but that's not.
Because you want the water to go get down. So, usually, the old way was just to move it over here, put it in the middle of the building, and then it'll land on the roof, and then it'll travel till it gets to the pipe, it'll go down, one pipe. Or you do your sealant hakafuf on the side, but that's a problem where the sealant hakafuf is good. Or do this, have two poles, and one will go into the other, but it's two different things, so there's no one receptacle. That was his cup.
What? The fact that the water is still gathering doesn't make it a cleat.
Where's the gathering? I mean, if you were to just have a pipe and you put the pipe down horizontally,
okay,
and water comes onto the ground and goes in there.
Yeah.
So
that's not shuvim.
That's not shuvim, okay, because there's no receptacle. So the chiddush of Rav Leib Malin within the Ravid is that you can view a curvature as if it's a receptacle. Okay, so that's a fascinating. Okay. Okay. Now, there's another concept in Judaism. So we did Pesul the Rice of the Rav. Now, if it's, say you have a mikveh, the halacha is, say you had just a couple of shuvim, gimelu gimayim shuvim went into the mikveh before you had the 40 saw, that's a Pesul Darabon. So the halacha is that once you have a mikveh of 40 saw gishamim, then you can put as many shuvim as you want on top of it. But if before you hit the 40 saw level, the gimel lugim mayim shuvim came in, that passes midrabban. No one will say that's the raisa. The raisa, like we saw in the Rambam, is only if it's kulo or maruva, like the shavu put down. Okay. So the last thing we have to see today is the concept of Hamshacha. So today, Hamshacha means like this, that the Mayim She'uvim, if they went on a raceway, what do you call it?
Raceway?
Yeah. And they didn't come into the mikveh right away. But first, they... So here's the mikveh. And say that you had Mayim Shuvim going on a karka. On karka. Right? So it went on here. And then it rolled into the mikveh. So that might take away the din of she'uvim. The fact that it didn't go directly into the mikveh, it first went on karka. That's called hamshacha. Hamshacha. So therefore, what we do, we never let mayim she'uvim go into the mikveh directly. We always make sure that the water first goes on a runway, so to speak. And then, in what? It goes into the mikveh. So this way, even if we... Now the question is, could you do that for a whole mikveh? Will shuvim based on hamshacha? So look in the Rambam here, page 27. Horu miktas hachmei mar, v'omru, holov, omru chafam, shuvim sheiv, shikua kula tahora. Eino tzrichishu rov mayim sheiv. So maybe there's an opinion that says that even him shikul kula is okay, but many say no. That it's only you have to have at least rove of regular water, and shim shikul kula is not okay. If you have a little bit of shuvim, you know, but you're still pasul if you don't have the 40 saw, then or you have. So shuvim shim shuv kula is a machlokes. We normally assume that you can't just do it, or at least be the raisa. You need. So, but at least as Rav Gutman pointed out, once you have the Hamshacha, it could be that even if you don't hold Shulim, Shukur, Kula is good, but it might take away the Daraisa. So that's what Rav Gutman once told me. So the first thing we do with the mikveh is we never let Mayim Shuvim go in directly, so therefore even if you mess up later, and that's what some of the Rabbanim, when they were confronted with the Shaila of having a mikveh that was no good, like the case I gave you before, they said maybe we could rely that it was a Hamshacha, or maybe even the pipe could be considered a Hamshacha. Because there is a machlokas. What do you have? Two things about Hamshacha. Take a look at page 31. Sif Mem Hei. One opinion says, Shia Hamshacha Zu Ein Pachas Mi Gimel Tfachim. You have to have at least Gimel Tfachim. And then another opinion says, Ein Hamshacha Mo'elos El Al Gabi Karka. You need Karka. And the Ramah says it has to be Karka HaRoyal of Loa. Karka that what? That the water could seep in. So one opinion says you need Gimel Tzvachim. The one opinion says, so now the question is, are these two things related? The opinion that says Gimel Tzvachim, and the opinion says it has to be a Karka HaRoyal of Loa. Are those connected, or those are two separate requirements? Gimel Tzvachim. So that's all, right? Oh. So, basically what we do is we have an area, a runway, that's the word I want to say, runway, that's cement. And the water lands on the cement when it comes into the mikvah. Say it comes down, like over here. It comes down from the roof. Well, the first thing it lands is on the cement runway. And then it goes on the cement runway into the mikvah. So at least it had a what? It had a hamshach. Was on the cement runway. And therefore, even if we mess up the hashacha later, because we don't assume like we can do in Paris, so we assume this is shuvim, but at least we have shuvim with hashacha, which, you know, could take away the daraisa, you know, etc.
Is cement karka arayim?
Ah, so that's the big question. Is cement arayim lower? And again, the question is that the question of three tefachim of runway and what it's made out of the runway, are two separate things. You need this requirement, you need this requirement. So the Briskarov wanted to say no. It's basically two different things in lumbus. And the Briskarov is here in the back. He says like this. If it's the concept of Royal of Loa means that since it was on Karka, so now that made it evil, it's a new thing. Ponim Chadoshas Volokan. Because it's like it went in the Karka and now it continued on, it's like a new Chias HaMesim. So it loses its status of Shu'um. However, the opinion of Gimel Tfachim is a different shita. He wants to say they're arguing, it's not just two requirements, it's a different shita, it's a different lumbus. See, the shita of Royal of Loa is a shita of what? Of, it's like a Tchias HaBeis. The other shita is, Gimel Tfachim, that you don't need Royal of Loa. But since the Shu'uvim is so remote from the original source of Shuvim that it already went three tefachim, like more than Lavud, so it's like it loses its past history because already it's out of the three tefachim.
So he claims that Mr. Rav says like this, listen to this, that the shita that holds that you need royal and lawa doesn't hold that you need him with fach. Because royal and lawa is a different thing. It's a tchiyas hameisim, so we need him with fach. It landed on this karka, it's now nivla and comes out. So the mela, it doesn't need Yom Tzvachim. And the shita that holds you need Yom Tzvachim doesn't require Rai Lavoa because it's a separate lumbus. Oh, so we, our minute is to do both. We have Yom Tzvachim. Now, so these, and we rely that the cement is still called royal of law, because I guess it could be, you know, if you leave the cement, if you leave the water there long enough, it'll seep in. Well, many years ago, when I was learning with Bose and Nicole Elion in the 80s, so my friend, Yossi Prager, you know Yossi Prager?
Yeah.
I'm, okay, so he was my chavrusa. He just graduated Yale Law School, and he came to learn. So we learned together. I was in Nicole Elion, and he was my chavrusa in Nicole. He wasn't in Nicole Elion, but he was my chavrusa. And he wrote a famous article, you should look at it, in Hanavasya, on that trip to Satmar. Bridge over Troubled Waters, it's called. And then we took another trip. We went to spend Shabbos with Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the community, when the Rebbe was well. I made a condition, no articles in Hanavasya. So the Satmar trip, he wrote an article. The Lubavitcher trip, he did, been a good article also. So then we went once to Passaic, to visit the Mikveh Passaic. So Rabbi Hirth, he's the head person there in Passaic. Rabbi Heshi Hirth, he runs the school, he runs the whole community there. So he built the Mikveh in Passaic. So his Mikveh, he made a Lamdisha Mikveh, because he was concerned with John Greenschlitter's Taina. So you know what he did? When they poured the cement, he took a Coke bottle and put it there, so when the cement will pour, it won't get by where the Coke bottle was placed. The Coke bottle there. And then what will you have there? Real karka. So this way, he fulfills all the shitas. Because if you hold that cement is not royal of loa, but at least, but I have three tefachim of cement, so you don't need royal of loa if you have three tefachim. But what if you hold the lumbus is based on, you need karka mamish? So he had one tefach that was karka mamish. Because, so you fulfilled both ideas.
What was the karka mamish?
In other words, where the Coke bottle was.
The Coke bottle, meaning he took then, he took out
then
the Coke
bottle. Then he took the Coke bottle out.
And they filled it with karka.
No, it's karka there. It's in the ground.
Got it.
In the ground. So the cement was on top of the karka. But when you're pouring the cement, you have one area that you didn't let the cement go to. Mm-hmm. Because there was a Coke bottle there. So Vemela, you get in both shitas. If you hold the upshot, two Havanas and Hamshacha. If Hamshacha means that you need three Tvachim, so it's too far away from its original shore. So you have the three Tvachim. That shita doesn't, according to the Brisker Rav, doesn't need what? Doesn't need Royal of Loa. But if you hold the lumbuses that you need Royal of Loa, then you don't need a Gimel Tvachim. So he has three Tvachim of cement. And even if cement is not royal of loa, okay, so you only need three tefachim. And if the shita is that you need royal of loa, you don't need three tefachim of that. Then you have one tefach and it's good enough. And that was his cap. So he put the Brisker Rav's lumdus into his mikvah. The Brisker Rav is here on page 35. 36. Yeah.
Would that work today for our Levites that we come up with the book? Because the dirt is not greater than three buckets.
Right. So you're saying maybe it's a... Because, yeah, but the cement... Yeah, you have the cement anyway. I mean, maybe you should be machmir to... So we're still making the marshag. Look at the marshag. On page 32. The cement who dove haroy levlov. In other words, he's saying cement this. So if you hold like that, you know, but the sheet is that hold not. The Marshag is Rab Shimon Greenfield, who was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik, of course, was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he says he thinks Maker Din it is cool, but if you want to be conscious that it's not called Rol of Loa, then you could. But you're saying maybe you should do an added cover, have three tefachim of Coke bottles, but then it'll probably get too dirty. The water will get dirty when it goes on the karka mamish. You know, so you don't have so much dirt.
That's why we don't use karka today, because.
I don't know.
Does it matter how dirty the water is there?
Yeah, but I don't know. No one wants to have a dirty mikveh, so...
I mean, that's the water that's not actually in the mikveh, that's the water.
Yeah, but that more water will eventually get in the mikveh, because any time a person comes in, his body displaces the water, the water's going to go back and forth, etc.
Most of those close the circle between the two,
of
them, right?
No, we're going to have that in the future shiur, as we leave the hole open. It's the answer is that you go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, where they close the hole, because they don't want the mikvah to get ruined because of the men. Because the men, it's only a minhag, a chumrah, so let the water stay pure. So when the men go in, they go into the tap water that had one time a hashaka, and now it's closed. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hey, Ikara did." One type of shaka is good. But the shach says we should be machmir. So women, when a woman goes into the mikveh, the plug is unplugged. It's open, the hole is open. But for the men, they don't want to waste it on the men. So when they go to the mikveh, they had it open one time, there was a hashaka, and then they put the plug back in. Okay, so these are there was one thing I didn't mention the last time about gal shenitlash, right? If you have a gal shenitlash, then the Gemara says if there's 40 saw, then that could be good. So someone would bring a raya that gal shenitlash is a mayan, so maybe you see from there that a mayan for people needs 40 saw, or maybe the pshat is that gal shenitlash is a Mayan Shehufsak, so maybe it's not a Mayan anymore, so that's why you need 40 saw, because it's a machlokas, whether by a Mayan for an Adam, do you need, we said for Caleb, you don't need 40 saw. For an Adam, you need, it's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, whether you do. So the question is, do you see from the Gal Shenitlash, where it says, if you have our Barm saw, it's good, so what does that show? It might show that, like the Rishonim, that Mayan needs 40 saw, or might show that it's considered Mayan Shehufsak, and it's a Mayan Shehufsak, then you don't, then it's not a Mayan, therefore you need 40 saw, that's the whole discussion. Okay, so today we did all these important things about Mayan Shuv, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, Kli, Shanasis, L'shamesh, Zakarka, the Dodi Yehuda, and the Kiduletara, the Silonus Hakfufim of the Raven, and Hamshacha, Beshuvim, the concept of Roil of Loa, the concept of Gimel Tvachim, and whether you can build a mikveh that has both of those chumras together. And that is the third shiur. So, Bez Hashem, next Thursday, hope to see you. hope to see all three of you plus more people. And you should all have a good yontif, a joyful yontif, and a meaningful yontif. Okay.
So what did Rambam mention about whether all children can be made to Hamzah?
What page?
That was at page 27.
Page 27. Okay, thank you. Here, I'll get back.